The escalating violence in Goma, Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, has sparked grave humanitarian and political concerns. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The World Health Organization, WHO, has raised alarm about the plight of women and girls, who are at heightened risk of violence, including rape, amid the ongoing conflict. Dr. Adelheid Maskang, WHO's representative in the DRC, emphasized the dire situation for pregnant women, citing high maternal mortality rates even before the current escalation. Battles continue to rage across Goma, leaving bodies in the streets and overwhelming local hospitals. Humanitarian organizations report that medical facilities are struggling to treat the influx of wounded. The International Committee of the Red Cross, ICRC, disclosed that over 600 injured individuals have received treatment since January. Médecins Sans Frontières, MSF, has also expressed concerns about the difficulty of providing urgent medical care to the displaced population, now nearing 1 million in Goma and its surroundings. Meanwhile, the African Union's Peace and Security Council is calling for an immediate ceasefire in eastern DRC. The Council is urging dialogue to end the conflict, protect civilians, and ensure humanitarian access. African Union Commissioner Bankole Odioye reiterated the need for M23 rebels to disarm and respect DRC's sovereignty. M23 rebels tighten grip on Goma. The M23 rebel group, backed by Rwanda, has intensified its offensive in Goma. Reports indicate that M23 fighters have seized control of Goma's airport, with over 1,200 Congolese soldiers reportedly surrendering and confined to a UN base. The ICRC noted that clashes have spilled into areas like the Ruzio camp for displaced people, despite its protection under international law. The rebellion is rooted in grievances over unfulfilled promises to protect Tutsis, a minority group. After being expelled from the DRC in 2013, M23 resumed fighting in 2021, accusing the government of failing to uphold agreements. Analysts suggest that the timing of this offensive exploits global distractions and perceived indifference from the international community. Protests and diplomatic fallout. The crisis has sparked protests in Kinshasa, with angry demonstrators targeting foreign embassies, including those of Rwanda, Uganda, France, and Belgium. Protesters blame Rwanda for supporting M23 and accuse Western nations of failing to act decisively. Kenyan embassy staff were forced to flee during the unrest, which saw property destruction and looting. Kenya's foreign ministry condemned the attacks, calling them a violation of international law. Foreign officials, including France's Foreign Minister Jean-Noel Barrot, have condemned the violence against embassies. The Congolese government has sought to restore order but faces mounting pressure to protect its population and resolve the crisis. Health risks escalate amidst conflict. The violence in Goma also threatens public health, with WHO warning of a potential outbreak of diseases like Ebola and Mpox. An Ebola research lab in Goma has lost power due to the fighting, raising concerns about the security of its virus samples. The region has also recorded over 20,000 cases of Mpox in the past year, with tracking and treatment now nearly impossible. Aid workers fear that disease outbreaks could devastate vulnerable displaced populations. A Red Cross official described the potential consequences of an Ebola outbreak among fleeing civilians as unimaginable. International response and outlook. As Goma burns, the international community has yet to deliver a robust response to the crisis. The United States has condemned the violence and reaffirmed its commitment to DRC's sovereignty. Congolese President Felix Tshisekedi and U.S. officials have agreed to restart peace talks with Rwanda. For now, Goma remains a city under siege. The conflict threatens to destabilize the broader Great Lakes region, recalling the turmoil of the 1990s when rebel movements reshaped the political landscape. Analysts warn that the stakes are higher than ever, with millions of lives hanging in the balance. Piers Potter, CNT Live, London.